More than 1,000 miles away, a man named Boyd Shreve stirred a latte and listened on his wireless headset to a phone ringing somewhere distant, in the 239 area code. A photocopied script lay on the desktop in front of him. But Boyd Shreve no longer needed it. After 3 days, he knew the pitch cold. Shreve was employed by Relentless, Inc., a telemarketing company that specialized in outbound sales calls to middle-income residential addresses in the United States. The firm's call center was a converted B-52 hangar in Fort Worth, Texas, where Boyd Shreve and 53 other solicitors toiled in individual cubicles that were padded to dampen ambient noise. In the cubicle to the right of Boyd Shreve was a woman named Eugenie Fonda, who claimed a murky connection to the famous acting family, and in any case had recently become Boyd Shreve's mistress. To the left of Boyd Shreve sat a man named Sacco, who was cavern-eyed and unfriendly, and rumored to be a dot-com burnout. During work hours, Boyd Shreve rarely spoke to any of his co-workers, including Eugenie, due to the onerous calling quotas imposed by Relentless, Inc. They were on the phones from 5 p.m. to midnight, strafing east to west through the time zones. It was a dreary and soulless job, though not the worst that Shreve had ever had. Still, at age 35, he realized that the feeble arc of his career had more or less flatlined during his 6 months in telemarketing. He probably would have quit were it not for the 6-foot-tall Eugenie, the ash-blonde crest of whose head he could gaze upon at will in the adjoining carrel. Boyd Shreve had been in sales since the age of 26. In person, he was distinctly ill-suited for the craft of persuasion. Regardless of his mood, there was an air of sour arrogance about him, a slant to one thin reddish eyebrow that hinted at impatience, if not outright disdain, a slump of the shoulders that suggested the weight of excruciating boredom, a wormish curl of the upper lip that was often perceived as a sneer of condescension or, worse, a parody of Elvis. Almost nobody wanted to buy anything from Boyd Shreve. They just wanted him to go away. He'd all but abandoned his ambitions in sales when, upon the occasion of his most recent firing, his future ex-boss had suggested that he consider telephone work. "You got the pipes for it," the man said. "Unfortunately, that's about all you got." It was true that strangers were often unnerved when Shreve opened his mouth. So mismatched was his voice, smooth, reassuring, and affable, with his appearance. "You're a natural," Eugenie Fonda told him on his first day at the call center. "You could sell dope to the Pope." Shreve didn't set the world afire at Relentless, but for the first time in his life, he could honestly claim to be semi-competent at his job. A woman picked up on the fifth ring.
"Hello, is this Mrs. Santana?"
Boyd Shreve asked.
"It's Ms."
"So sorry, Miss Santana. This is Boyd Eisenhower calling.